Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus has a plan for your life. He wants to take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed me to develop myself with a Holy Ghost filled anointed ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some powerful services in them jails and prisons in time past. Praise God. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We're going to continue the message. We're talking about a successful Christian. We're in Galatians, the 6th chapter. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. To those in the free world, those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. It's time to live right. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to live right. It's not enough to be a neighborly good Christian. So many people be good. On man's standard, they feel like they are all right just because you're a law-abiding citizen, so they say. This day, law-abiding citizens is not like the law-abiding citizens of the early 1900s. Because laws of man changes. They legalize certain things. And all of that, which is not in God's eyes, amen, lawful, but is sinful in God's eyes. Such as marijuana, amen. Smoking marijuana. God didn't mean for you to smoke no marijuana. Smoke no tobacco, amen. Because if God mean for you to smoke, he put a chimney over your head. That's why I tell prisoners. If God mean for you to smoke, he put a chimney over your head. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear and sight of God. The devil is the one who wants you to destroy yourself by smoking some kind of plant. And the devil will have people smoking tobacco or smoking marijuana or whatever they smoke, trying to get a so-called sensation. But what you're doing, you're killing yourself. Drinking alcohol. How that alcohol destroys the liver. The Lord don't want you to destroy your liver. You can't live without a liver. But you got some people drinking and doing. And I'm telling you, just killing yourself drinking. And then I'm telling you, people get in prison. They can't get that stuff from the liquor stores, the ABC stores. So what they do, they make, amen, the homemade liquor called mash. Amen. Trying to get on some kind of sensation. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus come to deliver you from that stuff. So that you won't be drinking, going to the ABC store, those of you, or the liquor store, those of you out there in the free world. You won't be trying to make mash, those of you that's incarcerated. But Jesus come to deliver you from that stuff and take that mess out of you. You hear me? So you can be able to get drunk off the new wine of that of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Those you in the free world may not know how life goes on inside a prison. But prison is just a community or a world of its own. In prison, some people feel like that they be locked down all day long. But that's just only part of prison life. In prison is a world of its own. In general population, their day starts where they get out the cells. They go out during the day. They have jobs they go to. They have schools they attend. It's a typical day inside the prison. They go, amen, and get, amen, do work on things. They occupy their time. Give them something positive to do. I'm telling you, they got, amen, doctor's appointments in medical. All of that goes on inside of a prison during the day. They have, amen, they eat and chow and all of that. Recreation, all that goes on. It's just a typical day inside the prison. And then you have the jail where people be locked down, like some people say. All of that's in there. So that's the typical life of a prison. They go to the store, amen, buy what they need, ice cream, whatever they buy, amen, with canteen, whatever they sell. Amen. All of that goes on. Barbershops, beauty salons, all of that goes on inside the prison. So, amen, that's a world of his own. I'm telling you, praise God, a world of his own. And people need to understand, know that in the free world. All right, let's get back to the message on today. Let's go back to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and pick up where you left off at, Missionary Velvet. What is that?
For every man should bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Mm-hmm. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen, that is true. Amen. Don't you know the life you live, you're sowing seeds? How you treat people, you're sowing seeds. Amen. Your conduct, how you act, you're sowing seeds. And what you sow, you're going to reap it. And people need to understand, know that you reap what you sow. That's the reason why I preach, do right, live right, treat people right, forgive. If you want someone to forgive you, you must forgive others. People want to mistreat people. Amen. Do people wrong. Then when it comes back to them, they don't want to take it. But I'm here to let you know, if you want good to come back to you, do good to somebody else. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Forgive those that done you wrong. If you sow good seeds, you'll reap good seeds. But people that, amen, want to do people evil, treat people wrong, amen, hurt people, all of that goes on. And then feel like, amen, they done got away with it. Act like, amen, they ain't done nothing wrong. God sees all things. He hears all things. Where you done forgot, God hasn't forgot. What goes around comes around. And people need to understand, know that. That's the reason why. As you go through life, you need to sow good seeds. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Live a life to please God. Some people want to sin and do wrong. Commit adultery. Cheating in their marriage. Commit fornication. All of that. Don't you know that stuff gonna come back and bite you? Well, I ask the Lord to forgive. The Lord will forgive you for your sin, which is true. But there's consequences you must face. And those consequences you got to bear because of your sin. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. I know this message is hard searching because people don't want to face the truth, the real truth, as they say. They want that truth where the Lord forgive me and just fly away and go away. That's, amen. Your sins may be forgiven, which is true. You may make it to heaven if you live right. But you got to pay for your actions while you're here in this earth. I'm telling you. You, amen, commit fornication. A baby come forth. Don't you know, amen, just because the Lord forgive you for fornication, that baby don't go away. That baby needs support. That's why you need to, amen, pay the price. Amen. You brought that baby in the world, take care of that baby. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know it's a powerful message. This is a powerful message. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have to continue on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. Come tell you, amen, it's heart searching. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for prayer. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message we've been preaching. Amen. Being a successful Christian, Lord, look on our people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease, wherever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Just give God the praise and write me and tell me about it. So, Missionary Valley and myself, we rejoice at your letters. Lord, amen. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Valley.
Praise him, praise him. Glory, hallelujah, the Lord is good. The song say, search me, Lord, search me, Lord. If you find anything that's not like you and that shouldn't be there, take it out and strengthen me. Because I want to be saved, I want to be whole. And you apply that to your life. You heard the message of Ella Holmes and the prayer that he gave us today. We want to be in our rightful place with God, and he can restore us. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you. His love is there for you. He has not abandoned you nor forsaken you. He says he is always with you, even to the end of the world. Jesus is there. Those that are in the free world will thank the Lord for you. The Lord is there for you no matter what you're going through. He is there to lift you up. The Lord loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. There is nothing, nothing, nothing too hard for our God to do. It is his good pleasure to give you what is good and pleasing in his sight. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord open up doors. We're going to more jails and prisons. Amen. And write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Till next broadcast, this is your amen. Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful permission, I've ever saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.